Ruthie's Australia.
Thanks to Sanity,
Oscar,
EcoPod,
Kirkhope Aviation,
Turtle Landscapes,
Headers,
NavMap,
and Speedy Tow Bars.
Thanks for having a listen across the Talking Lifestyle Network and right across Australia. Each week I'm here on Ruthie's Australia with you, John, Ruthie, Ruth, you, the duck, scruffy, road-ravaged outdoorsman. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's just a joy to welcome the prettier side of being outdoors. Our next guest, Lee Atkinson, travel author, freelance writer and photographer as well. Lee, thank you for beautifying up this portion of Ruthie's Australia.
My pleasure.
You've certainly done that, Lee, I've got to say, because you know Ruthie and you're definitely, you're an improvement on him. So, welcome to the show.
Please don't hold that against Lee, anybody listening. I mean, that's just not fair. How are you, Lee? You good?
I'm very well.
Now, Lee, you've been very, very lucky enough to do, what a lot of people do, and I do a bit of it. Ruthie does a lot of it. But I'm a camper trailer person, and you've just written a book all about travelling around Australia with a camper trailer in tow.
Yeah, that's right. Tough job, but someone has to do
it. Yeah. What was your idea for this book, and what gave you the idea to do this?
Oh, well, I've been with my partner travelling around in a camper trailer for about 10 years, and about 2 years ago we decided to give up work for the year and take off and do a big lap. And while we were researching it, we found heaps of stuff out there for four-wheel drives and caravans and things like that, but there was nothing specifically for camper trailers. And as we know, camper trailers are very different to caravans.
Oh, I mean, absolutely, especially towing them and...
That's right.
And in the wind
places
and headwinds and the...
Places you can access.
And I was getting that, more importantly, the places you can get them. Yeah. They'll go, basically, wherever your four-wheel drive will go.
They will. But the other side of the coin is there's a lot of places that they can't go that caravans can, because a lot of them have a square footprint when you fold them out.
Yep.
They don't fit in a lot of caravan park or even national park sites. A lot of national parks are full of bollards and all sorts of things. And so this is the first guide that's specifically targeted at people with a camper trailer. So, anywhere that's in this book, your camper trailer can set up and get there and it can be fine.
And you really did travel Australia, didn't you, Lee? I mean, you went virtually everywhere, didn't you?
Pretty much. 42 weeks, 40,000 kilometres. A lot of fun.
Yeah, wow. It was just fantastic.
Hang on, just say that again. How many kilometres?
40,000.
That is incredible.
Give or take.
Yeah, how good's that?
I should point out that apart from, being a very established travel writer, Lee, her partner is Bill McKinnon, who is a good friend of mine. He's an old motorcycle journalist from years back and a car journo for a long time. And Bill has pretty much made a lifestyle out of finding all the back roads, hasn't he, Lee? He's always been really good at picking back roads. So between you two, I reckon, I can't wait to see this book, to be honest. I think it's going to be awesome.
We've really tried to go where most people don't. So if you like getting away, there's lots of places in this book that you just can't find anywhere else.
And given the number of families that are, travelling with camper trailers these days, I meet them constantly at the shows, people who are just trying to pick that time when the kids will benefit most from the trip without detracting from being away from school for 6 months or a year or something like that. This is exactly what they need, isn't it?
Camper trailers are perfect for families because once they're set up, they're often a lot bigger than your standard caravan.
They're exactly right, especially where they've got annex options. I know with my camper trailer, I put the annex on, they are bigger. I've had blokes who have had caravans going, how much more room do you have inside?
Yes.
And I remember a couple of years ago, there was a massive low, we were camped on the coast, and it was a massive low system. It rained just constantly for about 5 or 6 days, day and night. It just didn't stop. I had people contacting me saying, get out of there, you're mad. But we had room. We never leaked. We had a good storm cover on, and we had room to move. We're walking around. We weren't tripping over each other, and it's pretty hard to do when you're sitting down drinking cans. But it was still. But they are. They do come with a lot of room. But the thing about the camper trailers too, Lee, is that they are quite affordable.
They are. I mean, you can get one, particularly if you're only going to use it once a year for the family holiday. You can pick up one for $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah, that's right. Brand new.
And the good thing is, because they're so small when they're packed up, you don't need all that space at home to store it. It's not like trying to find room to park a caravan.
So yeah, what other good stuff have you got in the book, Lee? So just some tips, and obviously you got some of those secret locations you found?
Lots of secret locations, and they've all got GPS coordinates to get there. We cover 50 regions across the country, so from tip of Cape York down to as far south as you can drive in Tassie, and 320 campsite reviews, and I've been to all of them.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
That is
just fantastic. Wow. But, you know, there's another side to this too, because I was talking to Bill the other day, and he mentioned to me that after you came back from those, what was it, 40 weeks away?
42 weeks.
Did you set it up in the front yard?
he said that he's never felt so healthy in his whole life, because you guys treated the whole trip like a bit of an excuse to, you know, watch what you ate or just try and eat healthy, and then you went walking constantly. This is what he was telling me. I mean, I can imagine he would be walking around in circles a lot, but that's right, isn't it? You really did treat this whole thing as a massive lifestyle exercise.
Well, we did, and one of the things about a camper trailer is they do take longer to set up and pull down than just pulling up in a camper van or a caravan. So you tend to stay put for a couple of days. So we'd always pick somewhere that we could stay for 3 or 4 days, and then often it was a national park, and we'd go walking each day, and so you're just healthy by default. But I think that's what a lot of people in camper trailers are looking for. They're looking for somewhere to stay put rather than move on every single night.
Mm. Yep.
Although, but you know what though, Ruthie, I know with my camper trailer, we did a lot of, we stayed put a little bit, but there were them times when we were on the move. And to be honest, with two of you, they go up fairly easily. I mean, you know, with myself and the young bloke, we'd just pull up, pull the tent out, and we'd have our, you know, we had food packed in the car and the fridge in the car and all that. So it was pretty simple. So the more you do it, the easier it becomes, and which means it's faster.
That's right. I mean, after we'd been on the road for a while, we didn't even have to speak when we were setting up. Yeah. We knew exactly what to do and when to do it.
Do you miss the trip?
Oh, absolutely. It's we still try to get out there as often as we can. I mean, fairly recently we've just come back from a few days on Stratty, which is just beautiful, camping right on the beach.
Talking Ruthie's language here. Ruthie's nodding his head.
Yeah,
he's a Stratty man.
I'm just wondering where I was. Good on you.
It ain't mowing the lawns, I'd say.
Yeah, probably after the trips away. Lee, what do you reckon? What's the best place in Australia? Have you got a spot, or
it's a hard one, but for people with a camper trailer, my pick would be Eastern Arnhem Land, because you can't get there in a caravan, because they just won't give a permit for caravans on the roads, but camper trailers are fine. The permits are really easy to get. You can get them online, but it often gives you exclusive access to a campsite on a beach. Now, I'm talking there's just one campsite on the beach, so you've got the whole beach to yourself. You're completely waterfront. It's absolutely stunning. It's like something out of every postcard you can imagine, with white sand and water. Okay, there's crocs and sharks, but, you know, it is just absolutely beautiful, and the culture up there is just phenomenal, and it's a place that so few people have been to, and the only way you can really explore it is with a camper trailer. So that would be one of my top picks.
Do you know what?
That's perfect. That is the top pick. Good on you, Lee. That's fantastic.
Your new book is called Explore Australia by Camper Trailer by Lee Atkinson. No doubt all good bookstores and yet even more outlets will have it, right, Lee?
That's right.
All right.
And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've got a couple of giveaways. So if you want to give us a call and tell us somewhere you've taken your camper trailer, we'll send you out a copy of the book.
Fantastic. 13 12 83 is our number. Lee, so nice to catch up. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Lee. Good chat.